So let's review. Our Gemara begins with the final statement of the Mishnah at the beginning of the parak. She'efa kirim muchanu. Rabbi explains that this statement is not an explanation, but a new teaching, as if it would have read, ve'efa kirim muchanu. Ashes from burning coals are permitted to be used for kisei adam. However, Rabbi Yehuda Marav and the concurring brisa qualify this halacha. Lo yishanu ela shehusag me'er b'yamtiv. Provided that the ashes were from coals that were burned before yamtiv, because they were then prepared for any eventual needs. But if they were produced on Yom Tov, they would be forbidden to be used for Kisei Adam, as they would be Muktzah. Taisa explains that the change from wood to ashes is considered Noilud. However, if these ashes are hot enough to roast an egg, they may be used for Kisei Adam. Rashi explains, they are not Muktzah, because the ashes are fit for the same use as when they were wood, namely cooking, which is permitted on Yom Tov. The Brisa continues, if a person put earth in his garden before Yom Tov, this earth may be used for Kisei Adam. Similarly, one may bring in a pile of earth and use it for all his needs. But who is sheichid lekeren zavus, provided that he designate a certain corner for the earth, because that indicates that he intends to use it on Yom Tov for general use. The Gemara now cites a Mishnah regarding the halachas of shechting an animal called a kai, in which the Chacham had a suffix whether it is halachically considered a chaya or a behema. Kai ain't shechting an eisah b'yamtiv. It's forbidden to shecht a kai on yamtiv, for maybe it is a chaya and requires kisei adam, which is problematic with a kai on yamtiv, as the Gemara will soon explain. And if one did shecht a kai on yamtiv, it is forbidden to perform kisei adam, as maybe the kai is a behema, and it's forbidden to handle the earth, which is usually muktzah on yamtiv, shalei letzarech. Rabbi explains that the Efer Kira and the Ofer Bekeren Zavus cannot be used because Efer Kira Muchen Levadai Ve'ein Muchen Lesafik, which the Gemara later interprets as Efer Kira Daita Levadai Ve'ein Daita Lesafik. He had a mind to use it for all eventual certain needs, but not for eventual doubtful needs. As part of this discussion, the Gemara entertained the thought that in the case of a Chaya Vadai, one would be allowed to crush earth for Kisei Adam based on Asei Dechol Eisasei. The mitzvah saseh of Kisei Adam overrides the lava of doing kesisha on Yom Tov. However, this is not so because of the well-known klal. Eimendam rin asaseh v'dochei es lo isaseh kugoyin mila b'tzaras. Ina misad mitzitzis. De be'idna derkoma akar lav kamukim laseh. Aseh dechol isaseh only applies where the two are done simultaneously. For example, in the case of mila, while cutting off the tzaras, he is simultaneously performing the mitzvah of mila. Or in the case of klal mitzitzis, while wearing the garment and being over on the lav of shatnez, he is simultaneously mekayim the mitzvah tzitzis. However, in our case, he is first over on the lav of kesisha, and only later will be mekayim the mitzvah of kisei adam. And even in the case where he crushes the earth and covers the blood in one motion, it would not be permitted, because ein asei deicha es lois asei v'asei. A mitzvah asei cannot override another mitzvah that is comprised of both a lois asei and asei. In our case, the asei of kisei adam cannot be deicha yamtib, which is both a lav of komalachas avoid leisasu and an asay of b'yem harishon tishbeis. Rami Bereder of Yeva gives yet another explanation of why we may not do kisei adam on a kai on yom tov. Gizera mishum hataras chelbei. If people would see that we allow kisei adam on a kai on yom tov, they might mistakenly think that a kai is a chaya vaday, and would then permit the chelav of a kai, which is forbidden in a behema, but permitted in a chaya. However, during the week there is no such concern, because they will understand that it's a suffix and we are machmer both ways. We do kisei adam because it might be a chaya, and we may not eat a tzcheilev because it might be a behema. Tanya Rav Zera. Rav Zera added, Loi kai bulvat amru, elafullah shachat behema chaya ba'if in this arbu dam and zebezeh, also lechaseisi b'yamtev. If blood of a chaya and oif and a behema got mixed together, of which some is chayav in kisei adam and some is not, if ein yochel lechaseisi b'tkira achas, he cannot cover it all with one shovelful. It is usit to exert himself to perform kisei adam, as he cannot differentiate between the different bloods, and he would be making additional acts of covering for dam behema. But if yachol lechaseisi b'tkira achas, he can cover it with one shovelful, it is mutter to do kisei adam because he's doing it for the dam chaya for which he's obligated. The Gemara continues. Amar Rabba, shachat tzipa me'erev yamtiv, ein mechas noisav yamtiv. If one slaughters a bird on Erev Yom Tov, the blood of this shechita may not be covered on Yom Tov itself, as the person should have covered the blood before Yom Tov. Furthermore, not being able to cover the blood does not detract from one's Simchas Yom Tov, as the bird is still mutar b'achila, permissible to be eaten, even if the blood has not been covered. However, galgal isa me'erev yamtiv, mafrish men chalasa b'yamtiv. If one needed dough before yamtiv, he may separate the chala on yamtiv, even though the chiv for separating the dough existed before yamtiv. Rashi explains that although separating chala is considered a form of taking trumas and maisus, which is forbidden on yamtiv, Rama holds that the chum did not include chala in this iser, as one is l'ketchila allowed to knead dough and bake fresh chala on yamtiv, and also to separate the chala as well. As such, chala may even be separated from dough kneaded before yamtiv. Avud Shmuel, however, disagrees and says, afil gilgal isa me'erev yamtiv, ein mafrish mimena chalasa b'yamtiv. While chala may be taken from dough kneaded on yamtiv itself, may not be taken from dough that was kneaded before yamtiv.